Fotografia europea 2022. Un'invincibile estate.
Benny Profan, raccontato da Ken Grant, autore del progetto. Sono entrato per la prima volta nel MOS nel 1989.
I first went onto the MOS in 1989. It's just over the River Mersey from Liverpool, and it had grown over decades between the docklands and the motorway in the north end of the former shipbuilding town of Birkenhead. The walk up onto the hill was a long mile or so, past men who fished, whilst others burned bundles of copper wire from its rubber trunking before dipping them into pools in the marshland to cool down. Photographed there more on and off until 1997, and the decades of perished waste were finally grassed over, and the men and sometimes women and children who built routines up there moved away. I'd known some of the men from the woodyards and parks, from the years I'd spent wandering the docks with cameras. Sometimes, when people see the pictures, they imagine a difficult place. And I suppose it could be difficult. Stripping things down to make money, checking to see if something can be fixed. That's clever but tough work. And dragging clothes from waste bags to wear, to discard or resell, isn't easy. It isn't comfortable. But people were there because they needed to be. I remember a writer looked at the pictures sometime in the late 1990s and mentioned Mr. Kurtz and his journey into the heart of darkness. But I didn't recognise that fear or distance. Others have imagined how different these situations were from my own. But I had to tell them that I believed I was photographing my contemporaries, as I always do, as with photography that's all I feel I can do. The men I spent time with were like the men I'd grown up working with, who'd lived the stop-start-stop lives of labourers in the docklands of East Wirral. These were routines I'd known myself. They seemed such a part of the region, a region that had long depended on the dockland economies and all they offered, both formally and sometimes otherwise. And looking at the work 3 decades after I began to photograph there, remembering the trust and kindness of those like Macca, who died too early, but always seemed to know that what I was doing would never bring any danger. It's clear to me at least that the only distance, if there is such a thing in these pictures now, is time.